Blog Talk Radio.
Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine, yeah, what might be when your face is before me. I can only imagine.
To God be the glory for the great, wonderful, and mighty things he is doing in the midst of us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are here because of Jesus. We move, live, and have our being because of him. Christ in us, the hope of glory. So we thank God as we have crossed over into a new year. I'm Pastor Anthony Simmons. My wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, is here with me. The New Creation Christian Ministry Church family and the intercessory prayer warriors. And those that will call in, glory be to God. We thank God for you as we have a new year, a new opportunity, a new grace upon us that God has bestowed upon our lives in the name of Jesus. We heard a mighty word at our church through Pastor Rebecca Simmons on Sunday. It's a new season. It's a new thing. And you are new. Glory be to God. A new season, a new thing. A new you. That's what she preached. And it was powerful. To God be the glory. The Holy Spirit broke out in that church. And we had a high time in the Lord to start off this year. And even as the church was going on, I spoke to the service. I spoke to the people of God. And I said, the devil did not expect this reaction. Because many of us, if we look back at 2015, it was not the easiest year for some of us. And I even heard some believers saying, I'm glad that year is behind me. But glory be to God, we are expecting God this year to do great and mighty things that he has not done, even replacing and restoring some of the things that the devil thinks he has stolen from you and I. In the name of Jesus, I said, our God is a restorer. Our God is a replenisher. From Genesis, God gave instruction to man, replenish, fulfill, the earth, hallelujah, keep it supplied, and our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So when we think we've come up short, we just need to look a little closer, hallelujah, and see what God is doing. Don't be oblivious to the obvious. He has changed some things in us. You went through what you went through last year. It made you stronger. It made you wiser. It gave you a greater anointing, and now the enemy is even more afraid of you because you're a bigger threat to his camp in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to pray, but I want to look at just the power of prayer for a minute through the life of Peter. Acts chapter number 12, we see the power of prayer in motion because the Bible is a shadow of things to come. It is a sign. It is something that we look back upon to say this is not a myth. This is not something that we think happened, but these are real people that went through real situations, and God met them like he's going to meet us. Acts chapter number 12, verse number 5. I'm going to read the New International Version of the Bible tonight, and it says, so Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the prison cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, in haste, get up, he said. And the chains fell off Peter's. Then the angel said to him, put on your clothes and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me, the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison. But he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself. Oh, glory be to God. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know, without a doubt, that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. Where many people had gathered and were praying. Verse 5 says, Peter was in prison and they prayed earnestly. Verse 12 said, he came to the house and they were still praying. Glory be to God. The power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Peter was about to be executed. Peter was about to go on trial and maybe beheaded by Herod to show the people of God they should fear Rome. They should fear the Jewish leaders. But God had another plan. The Bible says the church was praying for Peter, Pastor.
Yes.
He was in the inner prison between two guards and two other guards at the entrance in the inner prison. But as the angel came, as the light of Christ shone from glory into the prison, the Bible says that his chains fell off.
My God.
Glory be to God. His chains fell off. And sometimes last year, it had us in bondage. 2015 thought it had you and I in prison. We lost some jobs maybe. Sometimes our relationships have terminated. Sometimes there were things that we were diagnosed with in 2015, and the devil thought he had us in bondage. There were some things we were wanting and desiring and believing God for that did not happen, and that disappointment was supposed to put us into the posture of depression. But the devil is a liar. He didn't expect you to still have joy. He didn't expect you to keep moving forward by faith. He wanted you to hang your head. He wanted you to go into depression. He wanted you to give up on God, but he didn't expect you, glory be to God, to come out of that thing stronger, to come out of that thing more on purpose, to do the will of God. And Peter, spite of being in prison, was at peace.
Oh, glory.
And that's what God is saying to us tonight. It doesn't matter the storm. It doesn't matter the problem. My peace I leave with you. Jesus said to his disciples, "My peace I leave with you." The prophet Isaiah said he is the Prince of Peace. So don't let this devil take your peace. Don't let the devil shake you and rattle you, get you stressed and worried out. Keep your peace. Keep your mind. Pastor said to us on Sunday, you have been given a sound mind. Ain't nothing wrong with your mind. You're not going to lose your mind. You have been given a sound mind. Yes, life gets overwhelming, but you have a sound mind. So Peter had peace, knowing he was about to be executed. And number two, when the angel gave instruction, he moved in haste. He moved quickly. He did it rapidly. And sometimes, Pastor, that's what messes us Christians up sometimes.
Yeah.
We hesitate. We think about it. We process it and we analyze it and we look over it instead of just moving out on what God says to do. Oh, I'm guilty. This is ministering to me. When God speaks this year, I'm going to move out. When God say it, let's do it. When God speak, let's act.
We can't
figure out healing. We can't figure out deliverance. We can't figure out the kind of wealth that he wants to give us. I'll be on my job 29 years this year, and I make a pretty decent salary. and God is still showing me more wealth than that. So God is able to do the supernatural impossible. God wants to blow our minds. And Peter moved out with haste. Peter moved out. He moved out so much so that he thought he was dreaming. He thought it was a vision. He didn't even know it was reality. He just was following instructions. That's why they were praying and God was acting. Oh, hallelujah. They were at the house praying and God was sending angels. They were at the house praying and God was acting. They were at the house praying and God was making a way. So when we pray on Tuesday night, I believe God is moving on behalf of our children. I believe God is moving on behalf of our marriages. I believe that God is working in our finances. I believe that God is healing us even as we pray and speak. I believe that God is doing an invisible supernatural work, Kara Ashata, in the name of Jesus. And finally, Peter received his release. Oh, glory be to God. Peter received his release. Before my wife and I got the kind of marriage that we have today, we went through that blended family process of about 7 years, and things were, there was tension. Sometimes it was like oil and water. Sometimes it was just not flowing. But guess what? We believed that we were free and free indeed. That's why we kept moving forward. He already ordained our marriage. At our wedding ceremony, the preacher asked the guests, tell them, Pastor, tell them, Anthony and Rebecca, are you a Christian? And we said to our audience, yes. We said to our guests, yes. He said, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? We confess to fraternity brothers, to Maryland's co-workers, to FedEx co-workers, to friends and family. Yes, we are Christians. We are born again. We are going into this marriage. Although we don't know everything, we're going into this thing with Christ, the hope of glory. So we received our release in that moment. We were no longer in bondage to our past, both being divorced, both having felt relationships, but we knew God ordained this one. And this year we celebrate 20 years of marriage. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. But if we didn't do like Peter 20 years ago and step out on faith, we'll never be celebrating the anniversaries that we've already celebrated. So God is saying to you, your peace, your power, your prosperity, the pleasure that you're going to live in, people, like, they did not recognize Peter as he knocked on the door. They said, it can't be Peter. It must be a ghost. Peter in prison. Peter said, it's me. Y'all open this door. And they opened the door and saw that it was Peter, and he went in there and told them exactly what happened. And people are not going to recognize you as you have peace in the middle of what you're walking through, as you operate in a new power on this year. You're going to speak with authority. You're going to preach with authority. You're going to pray with authority. You're going to pray and have ability that you've never known before. And a prosperity that's going to find you this year. Some of us are going to make more money this year than we've ever made in our entire lives. Some of us are going to have salaries and opportunity and compensation checks and bonuses and assets and things added to us this year that we have not had before. So as we pray tonight to start off this year, I believe, as my wife preached on Sunday, God is going to do a new thing because it's a new year and it's a new you. Father, in the name of Jesus, like Peter, we know we are free. It can be close, it can be real deadly, it can be real trying, but Peter was sleeping. Peter was at rest. Peter was at peace because he knew his God would not fail him. And God, you came in at the last minute. You came in at the last second. You rescued Peter before Herod could behead him in the name of Jesus. So Lord, us who are praying tonight, sometimes it looked dark. Sometimes it looks bleak. Sometimes it doesn't look promising. But God, by faith right now, we believe that you're going to do a new thing this year. You said, behold, I do a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I'll make a way in the desert. I'll put a river in the wasteland. I can do the impossible and put a river in dry areas. So, God, we are believing you by faith right now for all of the year of 2016. Our mortgages will be paid. Our car notes will be paid. You'll feed us every day of the year. You'll keep us in shelter every day of the year. You'll make us, hallelujah, to prosper and to be in good health, even as our souls prosper, according to your word. You came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, according to your word. According to your word, we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We shall be the lender and not the borrower. We are the first and not the last. According to your word, we have been declared more than conquerors. We are victorious. We are that royal priesthood. We are those virtuous women. We are those mighty men of warriors. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, we have been given authority and power from Jesus Christ to heal the sick, to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover, to preach to those in prison, and they shall be free. In the name of Jesus, to speak, and demons will be cast out of people. In the name of Jesus, we have that authority. People don't talk about casting out demons anymore because they don't believe they have the authority. But we have that authority to get rid of those generational curses, to cast out those demonic activities, to cast down the warfare that tries to torment our lives in the name of Jesus. So we operate above heaven. We operate in authority of heaven in the name of Jesus. We are seated in heavenly places. Glory be to God. We have been empowered by Christ Jesus. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in this world. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to speak to poverty this year. I'm going to speak to sickness this year. I'm going to speak to death this year. I'm going to speak to despair this year. I'm going to speak to problems and trouble on this year because I know our words have power. Our words contain the ability to change things. Our words, in the name of Jesus, have the ability to move things in other directions. We are shifting. We are transitioning. We are changing the course of our destiny. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar. He's trying to harass you. He's trying to get you frustrated. He's trying to get you discouraged. But put him up under your feet where he belongs. In the name of Jesus, put the devil up under your feet this year. Anything negative in 2015, don't carry it into 2016. You've got to learn how to forgive. That was one of my biggest dilemmas. I had so much anger as an early Christian, but God taught me the power of forgiveness at an early Christian age. In the name of Jesus, and many of us are in our latter years. Many of us are adults in our 20s, our 30s, our 40s. Even our 50s and 60s, and sometimes we have really not let go and let God. But I pray right now that he give you the ability to put that thing in the past and not even let it roll around your mind anymore. To put that thing in the past. Pastor talked about haters and giving them too much time and attention. They're going to be in our lives. They are there to see how God bless us. Oh, glory be to God. They are there to witness the goodness of Jesus on our lives. They are there to make us know that we can live this Christian walk and love our enemies. They are there on purpose. God has allowed it so you can handle it. In the name of Jesus. So whatever your enemies do, whatever traps your haters set, whatever the adversary put to block your blessing, he can't prevail because the word declares, kara ashata, no weapon against you can prevail. No weapon against you will work. No weapon against you will prosper in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So no, everybody don't want you to succeed. But if God be for you, if God be for you, who can be against you? So like Peter, when they prayed, God, when I walked away from the text as I read it, God said to me personally, Anthony, there's more for you than against you.
My God.
He said, there is more for you than against you. As I give this prayer over to my wife, as we open up the phone lines a little later, I want to say over your life tonight that there are more for you than there are against you.
Hallelujah.
There are more for you than there are against you. Elisha, the prophet after Elijah, told God to open his servant's eyes so he could see through spiritual eyes all the angels around the natural people that came to destroy them. There were more angels, there were more forces sent by God than those that were against Elisha and his servant. They were outnumbered, they were outpowered, they were outmanned. But in the supernatural, invisible realm, God had already rescued them. So know that as we pray, as the church prayed for Peter, God's going to set you free too. God's going to rescue you as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for answered prayer. Lord, we thank you for answered prayer, God. We thank you, Lord, that the prayers of the righteous avail of much. We thank you, Lord, that there is no weapon formed against us that can prosper. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, that we are the head and not the tail, O Lord, that we are above and never beneath, God. We thank you, Lord, that we're blessed, O God, through the blood of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We lift your name on high. You are worthy, God. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. Glory. Hallelujah. You're worthy of the praise, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on today, God. Thank you, Lord, for being a miracle working God. Thank you, Lord, for stepping into the middle of our difficult situations. Thank you, Lord, that nothing is impossible for you. Lord, we love you. We thank you for the blessed assurance, oh God, that when we fall short and when our faith, Father God, wavers, oh God, that we can be confident, oh God, that you are still working on our behalf. Lord, you said that you were working in the middle of the situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, working for our good, oh God, for those who are called according to your purpose, for those who love you, God. So, Lord, we thank you that in all things you are working, God. We thank you that you never leave us or forsake us, even when we feel discouraged, even when we feel like we're all alone, God. We thank you that you are there, God. So, Lord, we pray for those who are listening on tonight. We pray for those on this prayer line tonight, God. And we pray, Father God, that you will strengthen each and every individual. Lord, you know what they're walking through. You know what they need on tonight, God. Lord, somebody needs another touch from you, God. Somebody needs to be encouraged on tonight, God. Somebody needs their faith built up, God. So, Lord, thank you for the word, oh, God, that Pastor Anthony released on tonight. Thank you, Lord, that he assured us that you are still a prayer answering God. We thank you, Lord, for answering the prayers that have been, Father God, put forth on this prayer line week after week, month after month, year after year, oh, God, that you remain faithful, oh, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We exalt you, oh, God. You are worthy. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy. So we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. Lord, continue, Father God, to touch each and every person on this prayer line. Continue to bless each and every life, God. Continue, Father God. We ask that you bless every family, God. We ask that you, Father God, hallelujah, that you bless every family, Lord. Lord, you know what they're standing in the need of. We ask that you bless every family. You know what they're standing in the need of, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will, Father God, continue, Father God, to order our steps, God, Show us the way that we should go. Father God, we thank you for your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for Father God, for watching over us. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for speaking to us. We thank you for your comfort, your strength, oh God, your provision, your protection, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are worthy. And we had 10,000 tongues. We could not praise you enough, God. We praise you because you are worthy, God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for strengthening your people. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for providing for our every need. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for protecting us from all harm and danger. We thank you, Lord, for putting a hedge of protection around our children. We thank you, Lord, that not only are we blessed, but our children are blessed. Our seed is blessed. So, Lord, we just praise you on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify your name, God. We magnify your name, God. So, Lord, continue to bless each and every heart, God. Continue to bless those who are not saved. Save souls. Save souls. Save souls. Save those who are lost, oh God. Touch our family members, God, who are not saved yet, God. We pray for each and every one, God, that you will save our family members, God. You said you loved us so much, and it's not your desire that anyone should perish, oh God. So, Lord, we pray for our family members on tonight. We pray for our friends, our neighbors. We pray for this country, the United States of America. We pray, Father God, that you, we ask that you will bless America. We repent. We repent for the country, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, forgive us of our trespasses. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our iniquities, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we need you. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. Oh, you're worthy, God. Lord, thank you, Lord, for healing the sick on tonight, God. Touch those who are sick in body, God. Touch those who are discouraged in their mind, God. Touch those, oh God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, feeling weak, oh God. Touch, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for fresh winds blowing through this prayer line. In the name of Jesus. Not only this prayer line, but through the internet and through the phone lines and throughout our homes and throughout our cities, throughout our neighborhoods and our states, oh God. Throughout the whole U.S. of A. Throughout the countries, the foreign countries abroad, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would make an impact on this world like never before this year. We ask that you would do it, God. Do it. Send forth the evangelists. Send forth, oh God, hallelujah, the preachers. Send forth, oh God, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, oh God. Send forth the ministers. Send forth the saints of the Most High God. Send forth your sons and your daughters, oh God. And let this gospel be preached to the east, the west, the north, and the south. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you for what you're doing in the earth. We thank you for 2016. We thank you for this first prayer of the year. We ask that you will continue to have your way, even as we open up the prayer lines, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the mighty great things you are going to do this year.
Yes.
As a people of God, the world, hallelujah. The Bible says the earth groans and waits in expectation for the real sons and daughters of God to be revealed. It's not time to put that light up under a bushel. Jesus said, hallelujah, let your light so shine that they will glorify your Father in heaven. You don't get a candle and put it up under a bushel. You don't get a light and put it up under a shade, but you put it on a candle stand or you put it at a high place so the whole house can be illuminated. The whole house can be lit up. The entire house can be delivered in the name of Jesus. You know, we're going to open up the phone lines, but I have a sister. My sister, her name is Darlene. And I was talking to her as we started this year, and she has been through a lot, and her children have been through a lot. And it wasn't all good. But they all now know the Lord. And that ship that the devil thought they had, he thought he had them on, that ship has turned around. They're all working now. They're loving the Lord. They're getting promotions on their job. And although sometimes the beginning was not what it should be, and I always say it's not how you start, it's how you finish, I see not just the fruit on my sister, but the fruit on my niece and nephew. And that's what God is saying tonight, that God is going to do a work on our families that sometimes we don't even expect, but he's God.
Yes.
Pastor preached that thing on Sunday. He said, am I not God? In other words, God can take the liberty without our permission and do the impossible on those who we love. Stuff we didn't even pray for, not even specific that we utter out of our mouth. God wants to bless us that way and leave us in awe in the name of Jesus. So we're going to take, glory be to God, hallelujah, this first caller tonight. And if you press one on your phone, we're going to take other calls.
Yes.
This is from the area code of 770. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
My God is awesome.
Amen.
He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever he will reign. My God is awesome.
Yes.
He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weakened, forever he will reign. My God is awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. 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 My God is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. My God is awesome, Savior of the whole world, giver of salvation, by his stripes I am healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Praise his holy name. My God is awesome. Yes, Jesus. Awesome. 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 My God is awesome. Awesome. Yes, Lord. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. He's holy. He's holy, he's holy, he's holy. Awesome, 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 awesome. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give God thanks for this new year that he has brought us into. and for protecting us, for allowing us to come into this new year, and for all of us being able to come on this prayer line for the first day of the prayer line for this year. I want to thank God for his mercy, for his grace upon my life, for what he is about to do, for the new doors that he's going to open to me, because this will be a year for me to soar. I will be higher than what I was last year, higher than higher. God is going to take me higher this year. I know that he is going to touch my son and save him. My son will be saved this year. Thank you, Jesus. I know that those that are hurting, those that are sick, they also will be healed, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because our God is awesome, and there is nothing that he cannot do. Every day he does more and more. We just have to sit there and just wait and listen and be still. And I'm asking for prayer for Vanita, which is related to my cousin Carmen. She's, you know, she's kind of frail, and she's going through surgery soon. And I'm just praying God to touch her body, to touch her and heal her supernaturally, that she comes out of this surgery that she's going to have, and that she'll be more healthier than ever. God, please touch her body, dear Lord. Touch her, Lord God. Bless her with life, dear God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you so much, Jesus. Thank you, and thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory.
To God be all the glory.
Amen. The name of Sister Carmen, a relative or friend again?
Vanita.
Oh, Vanita. Okay.
Kevin's,
amen.
Yes, Kevin's wife, the mother
yes,
of his baby.
Mm-hmm. Amen. To God be the glory. She's part of
mm-hmm.
our family. So we thank God. Let us say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now. We thank you for Sister Maria reminding us that we serve an awesome God.
Yes.
You are the one and true God. You are the one and true God.
Yes.
Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Yes.
No one can come to the Father but by
praise
me. So God, we recognize in the earth
thank
realm
you,
that there is one God, one faith,
yes.
one
yes.
Lord, one baptism,
yes.
one body of Christ. And right
yes.
now, Lord, we are never alone, but we are connected to
yes.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we are still keeping
hallelujah.
On, Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
even
thank
through the lineage
Jesus,
of Jesus
Lord,
Christ.
Thank
we thank you, Father God,
thank
in the name
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. So right now, we pray, Lord, because you are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. You are a holy God. And right now, with all those wonderful characteristics that you bestow, we want to win souls for you. Let our lives be epistles. Your
yes,
word
Lord.
Says we are living epistles. Your word says in the name of
thank
Jesus,
you.
We're the only
Jesus,
Bible
Lord.
Some people may read in their lifetime. So, Lord, help us to live godly. Help us to live holy. Help us to live righteously in the name of Jesus and with power and authority. Our children will be saved. We pray for Sister Maria's son. Even she says she'll be higher this year. Her son's going to be saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled this year.
Yes, Lord.
Her household is going to be
yes,
blessed
Jesus.
This year.
Yes,
she's
Lord.
Coming
thank
up in every
Jesus.
Area of life.
Hallelujah.
To see God in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus, thank
light
you.
Light at the end of the tunnel.
Thank
and God,
you, Jesus,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We
hallelujah.
Know that
yes,
you
Lord.
Have abundance waiting for her.
Thank
you have
you,
overflow
Jesus.
Waiting
thank
for
you.
Her.
Hallelujah.
You have
hallelujah,
increase waiting
Jesus.
For her.
Thank you.
You have wealth waiting for her.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
The name of
in
Jesus,
the name of Jesus.
Lord, I thank you.
Thank
you say
you.
You'll rebuke the devourer.
Yes,
you're
going
to rebuke the devourer for her sake. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
So
thank
I thank you, Lord.
Lord.
As it says in Psalms 1, everything that hands will touch will prosper.
Yes,
and she'll
Lord.
Be like a tree.
Yes,
by the rivers
oh,
of water,
yes,
in the
thank
name
you.
Of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I thank
Jesus.
You, God,
thank
even as she comes with songs, as she comes with a praise every
yes,
week,
Jesus.
As she encourages
you.
Us, Lord,
you're
with,
so
with
awesome,
music
Lord.
And songs. We
thank
know,
you.
God, that
yes,
there's a song
Lord.
From heaven in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So, Lord, touch her this year.
Yes.
Bless her son.
Thank you.
Bless her household.
Yes, Lord.
Everything that
you.
She desires, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You
Jesus.
Can delight herself in you.
Yes.
You'll give her the desires of her heart.
Thank
so
you,
we
Lord.
Just, as a prayer team, as a prayer group,
yes,
we just
pressing
in agreement with our dear sister.
Yes.
Thank
you,
God,
Jesus.
We know,
yes,
as we
Lord.
Saw with the life of Peter, there's
yes,
power
Lord.
In agreement.
Yes, Lord.
So we just agree with her. Even as we pray for Vanita,
yes. Even in Jesus
we
name,
pray,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
We know, God,
yes,
that your
Lord.
Hand is on that young lady's life.
Yes, Jesus.
She is a mother. She is a daughter.
Yes,
she is a
Lord.
Woman of God.
Yes.
And Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
We bind up all manners of disease and sickness
yes.
off her life.
Yes.
We speak to her heart right
Lord.
Now. We speak to every condition, Lord, every condition
yes,
that tries
Lord.
To weaken her or worry
yes,
her in the
yes.
name of Jesus. We
in
speak
the name
to her
of
right
Jesus,
now.
Lord.
And we say, body be well.
Body,
body
be well.
Be well.
Body
Vanita,
be well.
God, your body be well. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus,
body
we speak
well.
Healing over her body.
Healing, Lord, healing.
We speak wellness over
healing,
her body.
Jesus.
We speak wholeness over her body. We speak deliverance over that body in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Before she was in her mother's womb, God, you said you knew her.
You knew her, yes.
So right now, touch her, Lord. Heal her. As only you can,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Even encourage her if she tries to get discouraged.
Yes.
Encourage
Jesus.
Her, God, as only you can.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Jesus' mighty name.
Touch her, Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you. God
Hallelujah.
Bless you both. And God bless
God
you both, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
God
bless,
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
He is a blessing. We thank God. That's I love that song. I love that song in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Our God is awesome.
Our God is awesome.
And he is an awesome God.
Yes.
He is an awesome
yes, he is.
God. And
yes.
we love him with all our hearts,
Amen.
With all of our might, and
Amen.
With all of our strength in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I saw another yes. hand raised. If you can raise that hand and close out that other one. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. We're going to take another caller tonight. And that is coming from the area code of 908. We thank God for you on this evening.
Excuse me? Praise the Lord?
908, amen. God bless you. You are
Praise
on
the
Lord. Air,
Praise
live.
Lord.
Yes.
Pastor and Pastor, how are you? God bless you.
God bless
amen.
You.
We're doing well. Excited about this new year.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Sunday was miraculous. It was phenomenal. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have never seen anything like that. I mean, the power of God moved so strong. I'm still excited about it.
Amen. Amen. We had a wonderful time in the Lord
yes,
at
yes,
New Creation
yes.
Church on Sunday. I totally agree.
My God. Yes. That was only the Lord. That was certainly the Lord. The way that he showed up in the middle of that service on Sunday, my God. And I've never seen anything like that. It was a combustion of praise.
Yes.
You know, my God, it just went.
Yes.
It was like, oh, it just went from one person to another until it hit all of us. And the
yes.
whole church was just praising God. What a marvelous, marvelous encounter with our Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It was
that
just
was
so awesome.
Powerful.
Yes,
powerful.
To God. Oh, to God be the glory. And then we
yes.
thank him. We thank him because we can't
yes.
manufacture that kind of a move, you know, that God would consider us. And come and show up like he it was like an upper room experience that he would consider us and come and put his fire on us. It was just
yes.
a blessing. Oh my! I'm still feeling the fire. I'm still feeling the fire.
Yes, out of all the years that I've been with New Creation, I've never seen anything like that. That was definitely miraculous, a strong hand of God in the place. Worship, everything was just on point, on point. God let us know that he dwells with us, and I'm so, so grateful. I was sitting here, and I was just remembering. I just wrote a couple of things down, as I was listening to Pastor come from Acts, and these couple of things went through my mind, and it says on Sunday the 4th, 2016, the doors has bust open for us on Sunday, the first Sunday at New Creation. He set a table before our enemies. Remember the army of Gideon, for only 300. Only 300 of them went in to fight. And for 2016, no more loaded bar for us.
Glory.
Came from the book of Acts. That's an action word. That's for us to get up and do our work. No more procrastination. No more nothing. We're just going to move out on God. I'm seeing new souls come in. He wants to use us in 2016. Last year was just a preparation. 2015 was a preparation for 2016. We are the disciples for God's use. He's keeping our praises going up because that's our weapon.
Yes.
Our fiery darts to sound on the enemy. We got to gird up new, no matter what. It's not what it looks like it was. We see, just remember, God is behind the scenes. And he's pushing us. He's pushing us forward. He done pushed us through the doors. Now we're going to see the manifestation. All that everybody has went through on the prayer line, in New Creation, our pastors, our family, God has pushed us through another year. But this year, expect, live on expectancy for 2016, because we're going to see a lot of great things. And that's it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's it. That was a lot. And we thank God for the prophetic word for this year as we go into this new year. As you and Pastor already agreed, the fire, you know, when it came to John for baptism, he said one is coming that will not just baptize you with water, but with fire. And glory be to God, that fire ignites us. So as you said, there's a door open right now that no man can close. The Apostle Paul said, a great door has opened for me, but there's much opposition. And it, as you just declared, it doesn't matter what the opposition is. Let's just move out and act on what God says. So we receive that word as a church, as a local ministry. I know God is going to do something in this Hillside, Elizabeth area that he's never done before. And we just touch and agree with you as we move forward. Amen. God be the glory. Hallelujah. And our young people are excited. We all are excited. And God's going to do the work. Yes, God's going to do the supernatural work. In the name of Jesus. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we celebrate even this year, 10 years of ministry, God, there was a move of God like we never experienced before. So God, in the name of Jesus, we know the momentum and the, Father God, and the excitement and the passion that you have given us at the outset of this year was on purpose. We know, as Pastor said, you gave us a visitation for a reason. You showed up and showed out to show us a well done is in our midst. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as the people come in, let them feel God. As the people come in, let them hear God. As the people come in, let them see God. In the name of Jesus, people are hungry in this hour. People are lost at this hour. So, Lord, we had a noise. We had a noise on Sunday that confused the enemy. There was a praise that confused the enemy. There was a shout and a holler that confused the enemy in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, hallelujah. That ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost and power. So, Lord, we pray for New Creation Church. We pray for the Davis family. We pray for every member of our local assembly in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, hallelujah, as you bind up the hand of the devil, as you bind up every hater and every adversary, as you bind up everything trying to withhold your blessing and your hand and your blessings being released upon our church, God, help us to believe you by faith. It's already settled in heaven. So help us that it's already done You're asking us to walk by faith and not by sight. So in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that what grace has made available, we're going to partake of this year.
Sister
Lori said that the table is already prepared. Now help us to dine. Help us to sit down and eat in the name of Jesus. So we pray for her and her children. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even as she is a vital part of our ministry, glory be to God, that you will continue to bless her, continue to raise her up in ministry in the name of Jesus. Continue to anoint her, making her stronger in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. So we thank you for this mother, this grandmother, that you will bless her all year long. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God for you, and we agree that God is going to do a particular work on this year that we've never known before. In our local church, in our church at New Creation, God's going to do something that we've never seen before.
Yes, let us be, Pastor. We're going to have a feast.
Amen, amen. Well, I agree with you, and blessings. Blessings be upon you and your children. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Love you both.
God bless you. God bless you. Love you. Amen.
Amen.
He released a powerful prophetic word, and we thank God for every member of New Creation Church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're taking another caller tonight, and this is from the area code of 973. 973. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. This is Sister Carmen. Sister Lori was right. We had such a powerful service. It was so beautiful. I was thinking about it today, and I was thanking God and saying, God, you know, thanking God for the prophecy and that Pastor Rebecca has, well, Pastor Rebecca and Alicia Cooper told me that about the healing ministry and with Jessica also. And I was saying, that's so beautiful that that granddaughter and grandmother can have, you know, God graced us with this. And I just pray to God that he can use me. And I was cooking and thinking, why, God, why me? You know, there's other people who are probably more spiritual or have more faith. Why me? I'm not worthy of this. But then I'm not complaining. I'm saying, but anyway, God, even though I feel that I'm not worthy of this, thank you anyway, because you love me and you trust me. And I just want God to be able to use me. And this leads me to Vanita. I know Maria briefly mentioned her, but she is really in bad shape, this girl. She goes every day for blood transfusions. Every day, hemoglobin goes up a little bit after the transfusion. Next day, transfusion goes down. I mean, the hemoglobin goes down, and it's like a revolving door here. And they don't know. They send her to a blood specialist. They don't know why her hemoglobin keeps dropping like that. And the doctor told her mother that, you know, it's causing her irregular heartbeat and that her heart could stop at any given time. So, you know, her mother was texting me and was telling me this. And yesterday when I went to bed, I was talking to God and I was telling him to please heal her, to please use me in any way. I know that she's a young mother and she loves her daughter so much. And her mother herself, Vanita, texted me today and said that she wants to live to see her daughter grow up, but that if she doesn't make it, that she would want her daughter to be well taken care of, not taken advantage, and loved. And, you know, it really touched me because she wants to live so bad, and she wants to be there for her daughter. And so now her gallbladder is very bad, so they want to operate on her, but because due to the hemoglobin, you know, her blood issue, they can't. So today, she texted me and she said that her hemoglobin was at 13, which is normal, and she's always been like 5, 6, very, very low. So now the doctor told her tomorrow, she goes every day to the doctor, so tomorrow when she goes, if her hemoglobin is still good, they were planning to operate on Friday, but if the hemoglobin is good tomorrow, they will operate on her tomorrow. But, you know, they will give her transfusions before, after. You know, they just have to keep pumping all this blood into her. So tomorrow, hopefully, her hemoglobin will still be a little, you know, at a decent level where they will be able to, you know, remove her gallbladder. But I was just, you know, wanting prayer for her because my heart goes out to her because she's such a young girl and she's got so many things that are wrong with her, but she never complains, and she tries to live life to the fullest and loves her daughter. She's a very patient, loving mother, and my heart goes out to her, so I need help praying for her.
Amen, and that's why we are here on this prayer line, because it is God ordained, and that's why this prayer line is here. Because Vanita is a very sweet young lady, and as
yes.
you said, she is a good mother with a beautiful baby girl, and her and Kevin are a blessed family with that little girl together. So we are going to pray.
Yes.
And even as you hold the baby, as you exchange and touch Vanita or any contact you have with her, that's what Pastor Rebecca was saying Sunday, as God giving you a professional career as a nurse, we believe that so many patients are still here because you had a hand in treating them.
Yes.
And that is going to go down to your granddaughter. It's
yes.
just
yes.
none of us are worthy, but God do choose who he wants to work through. And I believe that throughout your career, there are many patients that have been blessed just because you had a hand in helping with their treatment to get back to health.
Yes.
So we're going to pray for Vanita. We're going to pray
Lord.
For Vanita. In
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
you, Lord.
And what we have to remember also is that Jesus is the healer. So all we need is just to release our faith and God leave the results to God. And he's going to do, he heals like he chooses to heal. You know, sometimes we expect, we want God to just heal immediately. 1, 2, 3, I pray they'll heal, you know. And it doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes they have to go through the medical profession. Sometimes there's surgery. Sometimes they go on to be with the Lord. But ultimately, there's still healing taking place. You know, we don't want to see anybody leave this earth prematurely. We believe Vanita is going to live a long life. Amen. So that's where our faith is. So even as the Lord uses you to pray for people, to lay hands on people, he's by faith. It's releasing your faith. Then give it right back to him, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I pray
yes.
over her in the name of
yes.
Jesus. And then we
yes.
leave that and we believe God. And that's what God is saying to you too, Sister Carmen, that he is working even in the area of your faith, and he's going to give you even greater faith. And our faith doesn't even heal, but our faith releases that power, you know. And it just helps them a lot. Yes. So don't
I know
put the burden.
Me. I know it. I'm just an instrument. It's all God. I can't
yes.
do anything. I'm nobody. I know all the honor and glory goes to God.
Yes. We burden. We love so much. You like me. I love so much that I burden myself. Like, I really want to see this person. Like, God, let me help this person get healed, you know. And it's like my heart, like you said, my heart goes out to this person because you're so loving, you know, and you care so much. And God, and then there were times because of who we are, you and me and Pastor and all of us who minister, is giving it back. Like, I got to trust you with this because, he, you know, we got to just give it back to him. And we pray for the people. And we believe that God's going to move, and we give it back to God. And he's done it so many times. But we have Pastor Anthony. We have Brother Mingo. Now we're going to have another testimony with Sister Vanita as to how God has moved and how he has healed through the prayers
yes,
of the
I want
right
to be
people.
Able to give that testimony because I know she won't. But I can't wait. I can't wait. I said, God, these doctors, they're stunned by her condition because they don't know why her hemoglobin keeps dropping. So I told God, I said, God, you're gonna fix this problem. I know that God's gonna fix this problem.
Yes,
and I'm gonna testify and say what God did because I know I will. I know He can, and I'm expecting God. You know, I'm not demanding. I'm just asking Him, and I know that He's gonna do it. I know that I will have testimony. I know that I will.
Yes, and that's faith. That's all He requires of us is to faith and to move. Like Pastor said, when God says move, we move. He says lay hands on this person, we lay hands on this person. Pray for this person, we pray. And we do it by faith because we know without Him today, without Him I could do nothing. But with Him, all things are possible. So you're going to come back with that testimony and pray for her. I don't know if you can lay hands on her before she goes to surgery, but even if you can't, you know, we're praying with you tonight. We're touching and agreeing tonight for Benita. Amen.
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 Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as we lift up Benita to you tonight, Father God, even regulating that hemoglobin, Lord, that she can be strong enough for the procedure and the surgery tomorrow. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for giving her divine favor from on high. We know in the name of Jesus that you are a healer. We know that you can restore her body and the irregulated blood or the heart or whatever's going on in her body, Lord. We know that you are able. So right now we just touch with Carmen and Kevin, Father God, that family, Benita's family, Lord. We are all believing you for healing. She is a beautiful person, and Lord, we don't want her to suffer. We don't want her to go through, Father God, anything that she doesn't have to go through. But right now, give the doctors wisdom, give the nurses wisdom, give the hospital wisdom in the name of Jesus. That is the natural. But we believe that the natural can work with the supernatural in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, all things are going to work for her good. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do it, Lord, as only you can. In the name of Jesus. Father God, even the doctors sometimes can't figure out these diagnoses and these numbers and these statistics, but God, you are able. You are able to regulate her blood pressure. You are able to heal her heart, and that's why we're crying out to you tonight. We are travailing for Benita tonight. We are asking you, God, because you said we have not, because we ask not, and we're asking for your hand to heal her. We're asking for your power to deliver her. We're asking for your grace to reach down to her. We're asking for your love to rescue her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, that our prayers will avail much. We thank you, God, that our prayers will achieve much. We thank you, God, that our prayers will answer much. So give Kevin peace. Give Benita mother peace. Even give Carmen and her family peace as they move forward, Lord, trying to get total healing for Benita. We believe by faith that you're going to do a miraculous work. You gave me a miracle. Now give Benita a miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus. That young lady is standing in the need of a miracle. So, God, give Benita a miracle of healing. In Jesus' name.
Lord,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. You know what?
We believe. Yes, go ahead.
She wanted to go to church on Sunday, and she passed out. And so they had to take her to the hospital, and she got transfused. But every time, she's passing out all the time now. Her father called her mom at work on Sunday because the baby was crying, and he happened to pass by the room, and she was trying to pick Sophie up, but she was very weak. She couldn't. So the doctor even said she's disabled right now, and he approved for a home health aide to go to the house for five days in the week because she can't be left alone. She can't be left alone because she passes out.
Exactly, because of the baby, yes. yes, the baby's an infant, and she needs help taking care of the baby. And trying to come to church was a good thing, but as you said, she's going to have to use wisdom.
They don't want her to be by herself. They don't even want, like, her driving.
Okay.
Until she manifests her healing, she needs to, not drive and have that help. But we believe God's going to manifest her healing. So we're going to continue to pray, and I'm going to, is she in the hospital now?
No, she's going in the morning.
Okay.
They're not sure if she the operation is not definite. It depends on her hemoglobin. But they said if she goes tomorrow and it's not that bad, they'll do it because they wanted to do it on Friday. But you know, if they got to do it whenever the hemoglobin is good, you know. So they told her not to eat anything to get ready just in case, you know. In the morning, you know, she could, get the surgery and get this over with.
Yeah, we're going to continue to pray for her, and we know God's going to move.
Yes, I know he will. I know I will have a testimony. I know he will. Doctors don't know what's wrong, but God knows what's wrong. And I'm believing God to fix what's wrong.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're believing too. We're standing in the gap for her, all of us together, and we're believing God for miraculous breakthrough. Even as we as a church are fasting and praying now, we know that during this 21 days that God is going to manifest, we're believing for miracles.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I believe.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
I love you
both.
Good night.
Yeah, bless you.
Amen.
Well, we thank God. We love Anita, and we believe in God for her total healing in Jesus' mighty name. We're taking another caller tonight coming from 270-270. We thank God for you this evening.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God for blessing us to be back. We praise God out of the of 2015 into the new, and we thank God for a fresh anointing, a fresh touch. We thank God for the dunamis power that we are experiencing tonight. We thank God for the pastor, that New Creation Christian Ministry. And we thank God for that dunamis power that is flowing on this prayer line tonight. We thank God for each and every individual that has been prayed for. We decree and declare the prosperity, victory of Jesus Christ, because we are partakers of the finished works of the cross of Mount Calvary. And I want to thank God for the scriptures that has already been released. My wife and I, we are elated to be a part of this prayer line each and every Tuesday night because we know there is power in prayer. And we thank God for his angelic host that set Peter free. And we thank you, Jesus, for that same angelic host that you have given each and every one of us. We know, Father, your bloodshed has all power to heal. And each and every individual that has a loved one that needs to be healed, we pray God's perfect will for that individual's life and believe in the bloodshed of the Lamb, the bloodshed of Yahshua, healing power in the blood. We thank God for who he is, our healer. We're not worrying about the healing. We're calling on the healer. Hosanna is his name. His name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He has all power in his hand, supernatural power. He's a triumphant God that we serve. He rules and reigns from the heavenlies. And as we pray the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous, availeth much. They availeth much. And as we pray the heavenlies open, and we thank you, Father, the angels in heaven are rejoicing because of the faith that we have in our Father God Almighty Jesus. He rules and reigns. He's sitting on the right hand side of his Father God Almighty. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Your justice and judgment are the habitation of your throne where you sit on the right hand side of God. We thank you, Holy Ghost power, for communing down here in the natural back to Jesus Christ who sent you, who sits on the right hand side of his God, who sent him to give his life for each and every one of us. So we shall rejoice for the victory in Christ Jesus.
whatever you stand in need of, rejoice and receive, because the King is who you serve, and he rules and reigns. And I want to thank God again for Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. And I thank God for that dumanous power that's flowing through you. And I thank God for allowing you to accomplish and exceed the accomplishment that you pray for. Be excited for what God has chosen for you, because the heavens are open for you and everyone connected to you. Oh, yes, all the relatives of yours connected to you have that same favor in each and every individual that is a part of the congregation where God has the both of you, the shepherd and the shepherdess and the natural, shall be blessed because of your faithfulness. God will pour out blessings for each and every individual connected to you, like he did with Lot, because he was connected to Abraham. He told Abraham to go, but Lot went, and he was blessed because he was connected to Abraham. And we are connected to Abraham just like Jesus. The same lineage of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we praise you, Jesus, for who you are, God, the incomparable one. You are the God of the impossible. You are a miracle-working God. Yes, we believe in miracles, because we don't see with the carnal. We see with the spiritual, and we know that we are connected to our source of power who rules and reigns from the heavens. He is supernatural, and there's no limitations on him. Let him have your way in your life. Just continue to believe, because he has already given you a measure of faith, and along with that faith goes with belief. Believe that he will do exactly what he commanded that he will do. He will give you the desires of your heart. Just pray that your desires be his perfect will for your life. And if you're standing in need of healing, continue to believe and speak it into existence, because he rules and reigns. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We love you, and we thank God for you. And we will continue to go before the throne of grace in regards to New Creation Christian Ministry. And we thank y'all. Do the same for us. My wife and I, we love y'all, and we say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
What a prophetic, powerful word filled with so much wisdom and power. Nothing. I like to say, I always like to talk sometimes, but there's nothing to say after that. I believe that everyone on this prayer line heard your prophetic utterances, man of God. We heard from heaven on tonight. You spoke with power and authority, and you heard from the mouth of God and gave it to us on tonight, and we received that thing in the name of Jesus. We know the spirit that is on us is on our congregation. Like you said, the company that we keep, we thank God that it's igniting and it's contagious in our local church. And as you said, those looking for healing, those looking for healing, the sovereign God, Yeshua, the one and true God, he is still a healer. It doesn't matter the amount of sickness in the earth realm. It doesn't matter diseases there's no cures for. Our God is a healer. And as you said, if you call out to him, if you rely on him, if you depend on him and cry out to him, he will and can heal you in the name of Jesus. So we receive that by faith, that God is an awesome God. You said so much. I just was receiving. I was receiving tonight, and I just thank God for your faithfulness. Amen. To God be the glory. You and your wife are a blessing to this prayer line. We pray for you and your father. Touch Brother Jamal and Sister Gail in the name of Jesus. Touch their marriage as they go into this new year as a family, as a ministry. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that Father God, even as he has declared the word of the Lord over this prayer line on tonight, that you'll continue to give him a Holy Ghost boldness to move forward, Lord, and declare what thus said the Lord. I thank you for the anointing that rests upon his life, upon his marriage, as they move forward to witness about the goodness of God. Hallelujah, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give them, Father God, opportunities that only you can create. Give them, Father God, doors that only you can open. Give them resources, God, that only you can make available in the name of Jesus. I thank you for their family. I thank you for their expectation of this year that is going to be the, I told that church is going to be the best year of our lives. And I speak that over the two of you and your family. May this be the best year of your lives in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, as they move forward by faith all throughout this year, increase their marriage, increase their love for one another, increase their love for God and ministry and people of God, even the lost people, Lord, of this world. There's so much going on. Even when they live geographically, Lord, they are needed. They, Father God, hallelujah. It's something that they have to offer, Lord, even from the kingdom of God. So we receive, Lord, that they are a blessed couple and a blessed people. So, Lord, use them mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But to God be the glory. I speak blessings upon you and a prosperous year for you all year long, you and your wife and your family, as y'all move forward by faith, that God's going to do a wonderful work in y'all lives. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the both of you. We love you, and we thank you.
Love you, sir. Love you guys as well.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
They are a blessing. They are a blessed couple,
wow.
And we thank God for them in the mighty name
wow.
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wow.
We pray for everyone who called in, didn't call in, Mother May Thomas, Sister Miriam, so many people going into this new year with great expectations. God, what you didn't do last year, we're still believing you by faith you're going to do it this year. In the name of Jesus, my mother-in-law celebrated another year of life, had a cruise and a wonderful time with family during this Christmas holiday. We pray for Mother May Thomas. We pray for all those, Father God, looking this way for prayer, Sister Miriam and so many others who listen to the archives. We pray that they have a prosperous new year, this 2016 year, in the name of Jesus, that, Father God, prosperity will find them, that favor, grace, and mercy will follow them all year long, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that hallelujah, that their prayers, I'm talking about they pray in private. When they pray in private, not this public prayer line, but God, the people of God on this line, they have private things they come to you with. And God, I pray that you give them the desires of their heart. That thing, Lord, that they work over, that thing, Lord, that brings them, Father God, grief, that you would meet every need on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. So we speak life. We speak prosperity. We speak power to your people. We speak peace in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and deliverance over every life only you can deliver in the name of Jesus. We are still looking to the hills which cometh our help, because our help comes from the Lord. We're not looking to man. We thank God for doctors and politicians and the leaders of the greatest nation on the face of this earth, the United States of America. But God, you're telling us to get back to you. You can handle ISIS. You can handle a recession. You can turn back, Lord, in the name of Jesus, this epidemic of foreclosure in our land. You can turn back this spirit of divorce that's meeting so many families. You can turn back, God, the sickness and disease that we are facing in our land. So we're still looking to you, God. You can do the impossible. With man, it might be impossible. But with God, all things are possible. So we pray for our politicians. We pray for our leaders. We pray for clergy in our churches. But God, we know we need you. We rely on you. And our trust is in you. In Jesus' mighty name. And we say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we thank God on this first prayer line of this year, that God will bless you and his hand will be upon you and your family and your endeavors as you go and achieve and accomplish your goals and dreams. I believe that God is going to be with you and he's going to make the impossible possible. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, good night, everyone. We love you with the love of Jesus. We love everyone. We'll be back here next week. We are traveling this week to Gaston, North Carolina. Pastor Rebecca will be preaching and ministering on Friday night. We will be doing a workshop and seminar on marriage on Saturday morning. So pray for us as we travel on Friday, and we'll be back to New Jersey Saturday, Sunday, early morning. But we'll be back for our service on Sunday in Jesus' mighty name. Pray for us as we travel. We love you, and Godspeed be to each and every one of you. James Fortune, I believe. Good night, everyone. May this year bless you.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. walls have moved.
I believe you may do it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.